May the Lord help us to commence our worship with hymn 379. Come, my soul, thy suit prepare. Jesus loves to answer prayer. He himself has bid thee pray, therefore will not say thee nay. Hymn 379.
Let us read together from the Word of God, from the Book of Exodus, chapter 32, and commence to read at verse 19 to the end of chapter 33. Exodus 32, commence at 19 to the end of 33. The earlier part of the chapter is where the children of Israel have caused Aaron to make a golden calf. Moses now comes down from the mountain with the two tables of stone. Verse 19, came to pass, as soon as he came nigh unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hand and brake them beneath the mount. And he took the calf which they had made and burnt it in the fire and ground it to powder and strewed it upon the water and made the children of Israel to drink of it. And Moses said unto Aaron, what did this people unto thee that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? And Aaron said, let not the anger of my Lord wax hot. Thou knowest the people, that they are set on mischief. For they said unto me, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what is become of him. And I said unto them, whosoever hath any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it me. Then I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And he said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side, and go in and out from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbour. And the children of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. For Moses had said, consecrate yourselves today, so the Lord, consecrate yourselves today to the Lord, even every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses said unto the people, ye have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up unto the Lord, peradventure I shall make an atonement for your sin. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, oh, this people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sin, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of thy book, which thou hast written. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever hath sinned against me, him will I blot out of my book. Therefore now go, lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, mine angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them, And the Lord plagued the people because they made the calf which Aaron made. And the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, unto the land which I swear unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, unto thy seed will I give it. And I will send an angel before thee, and I will drive out the Canaanite and the Amorite, and the Hittite and the Perizzite, and the Hivite and the Jebusite, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. For I will not go up in the midst of thee, for thou art a stiff-necked people, lest I consume thee in the way. And when the people heard these evil tidings, they mourned, and no man did put on him his ornaments. And the Lord, for the Lord had said unto Moses, say unto the children of Israel, ye are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee. And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by the Mount Horeb. And Moses took the tabernacle and pitched it without the camp, afar off from the camp, and called it the tabernacle of the congregation. And it came to pass that every one which sought the Lord went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation which was without the camp. And it came to pass when Moses went out unto the tabernacle that all the people rose up and stood every man at his tent door and looked after Moses until he was gone into the tabernacle. It came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle. And the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshipped every man in his tent door. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend, and he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. And Moses said unto the Lord, see, thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and thou hast also found grace in my sight. Now therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight, and consider that this nation is thy people. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And he said unto him, if thy presence go not with me, carry us not up hence. For wherein shall it be known here that I and thy people have found grace in thy sight? Is it not in that thou goest with us? So shall we be separated, I and thy people, from all the people that are upon the face of the earth. And the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that thou hast spoken, for thou hast found grace in my sight, and I know thee by name. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with mine hand while I pass by. And I will take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. May the Lord bless to us the reading of his word. Help us to pray. Kind, never merciful and gracious Lord God, it is indeed thy mercy and kindness that enables us to come and gather together around thy word, in thy house, and through the internet this evening hour. We do thank thee, dear Lord, for thy goodness, mercy, and kindness to us. Oh, for mercies countless of the sands. Dear Lord, we have thought, Lord, over these past 12 months, what would we have done were it not for this modern day technology of meeting together, of hearing thy word preached and proclaimed, tending to the service of thy house. Lord, we do humbly thank thee for these many mercies and favours bestowed upon us. Dear Lord, that we've not been deprived of thy word. Men may have been deprived of all their things that they think are good and what they delight in. But dear Lord, thou hast not prohibited thy people from the delight of hearing thy word, and we thank thee for it. Pray then, dear Lord, that thou indeed be with us now, and knowest, seest just how each of us, Lord, have come to the service of thy house tonight. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou art indeed open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing upon us. We seek a portion for our souls, something, dear Lord, whereby we can live upon and indeed die upon, something that will endure through time and into eternity. Lord, thy word, heaven and earth, shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And we pray that we may indeed have and receive thy word in our hearts. Hear then our prayer and our breathings, and help us now. And be round about us, we do pray thee, beg thee, and beseech thee. Oh, look down from the height of thy heavenly sanctuary, and behold a few poor sinners gathered together around thy word. And dear Lord Jesus, to come fulfill thy word. Oh Lord, we think again of those two on that road to Emmaus, dear Lord, and how they journeyed. Now thou didst draw near to them. And we pray, dear Lord, thou didst draw near to us. And Lord, and as they said when they went home, may we say the same. Oh, and did not our heart burn within us whilst he talked with us by the way? By the way, Lord, thou didst open up thy word. Thou didst open up the scriptures. Thou didst make thyself known to them and speak to them of thy all the way that thou was to come. Oh, from Genesis right up to Malachi, Lord, those sacred blessed promises. And dear Lord, we pray that thou wilt bless our souls even this evening now, so that we might know a little, Lord, of these blessed, glorious truths, the everlasting gospel of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, oh, that might be made home into our heart. And Lord, do abundantly bless Oh, we bow our head before thee in confession of our sin and guilt. Lord, we cannot make out that we are anything different. We are sinners. Lord, if one may confess for all that we're sinners of the deepest dye, it's here on our hearts the burden lies, and past offences pain our eyes. But, dear Lord, we desire to look unto thee, because, dear Lord Jesus, thou hast promised that if any man come unto me, I will in no wise cast out. So, Lord, may we come as poor and as wretched as we may feel to be, but may we come pleading the name, the blood, the righteousness and finished work of the dear Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Lord, do graciously help us. Draw near and nigh unto us, we pray. Oh, that this evening hour it may be, Lord, thus saith the Lord. It may be, Lord, thy word that's found and sealed home into sinners' hearts, whether it be one or more. Oh, that it may be sealed home, Lord, into some poor soul's heart. Lord, that they will remember thy word and be able to say in days to come, and the Lord met me there. Lord, do then graciously hear our prayer. Oh, empty, send us not away. Dear Lord Jesus, thou didst have compassion on the multitude that would not send them away, lest they should faint. Thou knowest, dear Lord, that there's any feeling faint, Lord, through wanting, desiring, seeking a portion for their soul, even this evening hour. Oh, Lord, may they not faint. May they have thy word. May they go home, dear Lord, with thy word implanted in their hearts. May they go home with the blessing of God that makes rich, adding no sorrow therewith. And, dear Lord, do hear these our poor, poor prayers and undertake for us. We do pray, Lord, without remember. Lord, the little cause that sways thee, do bless them together. Do bind them together in love and unity in the bond of peace. Do make thy goodness pass before them. Be very near, very gracious unto them. Blessedly help them. Dear Lord, we begin, Lord, with the children, the young ones. Lord, do bless their souls. And oh, that they may have an aching void that this world cannot fill, and oh, that their souls may be on the stretch to find Christ. Oh, may their cry be, give me Christ, or else I die. May they be looking and pressing forward toward that mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus the Lord. We pray for the older ones amongst them. Lord, be with them. Lord, a critical time for them. They've lost much schooling. We pray thou graciously help them and be with them. Oh, that their education may not have suffered as a result of these things. And we pray, dear Lord, that thou art be very gracious to them. Blessedly help them. And dear Lord, we do pray thou remember as each, Lord, oh, to be preserved and kept, Lord, from this virus. We do beseech. We thank thee, Lord, for what thou hast done. We pray, dear Lord, thou be with us still. And we pray, dear Lord, thou bless the means used, Lord, the vaccine. We pray that it may have the effect that it's designed to have, Lord, but it can only happen, Lord, subject to thy heavenly mind and will. May it be thy mind and will, Lord. We thank thee that thou hast given men the wisdom, the knowledge to develop, to manufacture these things. We pray that it may be blessed. Then, dear Lord, do help. But, Lord, to return, Lord, to the folks that sway thee, we pray for them, our friends that hold office, undertake for them. We pray for those, Lord, in sickness and affliction's path. As we think of our friend Lydia, dear Lord, to remember her, to bless, to be gracious, to be near, draw near and nigh, to favour her soul, bless her abundantly with thy loving kindness. and pray thee, Lord, that thou she may hear thy voice, that I have loved thee with everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn thee. Ye Lord, we believe she has heard it in the past. We pray thee, Lord, it may be so again, to thine honour, glory and praise. Lord, do be near her. Pray for Ben and help him and all the family, Lord. Uphold them and strengthen them, support them, and be very near to them. Oh, that they may have those sweet tokens for God. Grant them, Lord, thy help. Lord, it may be there's some major decisions for them to make. Lord, do be with them and guide and direct them. Blessedly help them. Pray, dear Lord, that thou remember us. Lord, here and there, some we know of, many perhaps we don't. Lord, but we pray for one another. We think of our friend, thy servant, Timothy Parish, Lord. We pray for him. Thank thee, Lord, for what thou hast done to him and for him. And indeed, Lord, how thou hast heard and answered prayer. Oh, Lord, may we return thanksgiving and praise to thee for this, for thy goodness and mercy. Lord, and do go on to raise him up, if it please thee. Strengthen him, restore him. Again, Lord, his family need thy help. May then each know underneath those everlasting arms, then, dear Lord, to be near. As others, Lord, may be in deep trials, troubles and difficulties. Lord, do be gracious to one another, do bless them indeed. Do make thy goodness pass before them, make crooked straight and rough places plain. Bring down the mountain to impossibility, make a way where there's no way. Undertake, Lord, for one and all, we pray. Do pray for those that walk in bereavement's path. Comfort their hearts, support and sustain them and hold them up. And dear Lord, there are those, dear Lord, that have been in deep waters, Lord, to appear. We pray, Lord, that remember Zion, Lord, the Church of God. Oh, dear Lord, do strengthen the things that remain. Lord, and there's some prodigals out there. Lord, there's some of those that were brought up with us, Lord, in the days of our childhood. And so it goes on, Lord, from generation to generation. Lord, do snatch them as brands from the burning. Oh, do turn their heart, their affections to the things of God and the ways of God. Oh, Lord, there's still life. Lord, there's still hope. Lord, do draw near. Lord, some of them may be young. Some of them are old. Lord, and we think of some, Lord, at 90 and plus. We pray for them, Lord, that thou art still. Have mercy upon them. Oh, and draw them unto thyself. Oh, to leave the hateful ways of sin and turn to the fold and enter in. Lord, they, in the days of their youth, Lord, they heard the word of truth, the gospel. And we pray, dear Lord, have mercy upon them now. Hear a prayer, oh, that bring to remembrance, Lord, thy word into their hearts. Pray for others in this world. Lord, they're deprived, they suffer, they're in need, they're in poverty, they're in famine, they're in death, they're in disease. And some indeed, sadly, are persecuted. Remember them, Lord. And in mercy, remember the persecutors also. Oh, gracious Lord, to have mercy upon one another, we pray. Blessedly help, we do humbly ask. Hear then our prayer. Do graciously help, do undertake, Lord, we pray. Do mercifully appear. Lord, again, pray for our nation. Oh, that thou hast opened the eyes of our leaders. Oh, that thou art humble them, Lord. They may fall down at thy feet. Now didst humble Manasseh, Lord. And thou art the same God then as now. Lord, now able to humble Boris Johnson. Lord, do have mercy. We do beseech thee. Oh, that we have men and women to rule and reign over us that fear thy name. And thou knowest, Lord, some of the terrible abominations, Lord, that are already found on our statute book. And some of those things, Lord, that are making their way through Parliament. And Lord, and there's some of those MPs, Lord, They've got some very strange ideas. Lord, we do pray thy mercy upon them. Open their eyes and turn their heart, their affections to the things of God. Lord, who graciously help. Lord, as our children, Lord, as these MPs, Lord, in Parliament, Lord, that advocate things such as the LGBT and the likes of it, Lord, we do pray that mercifully appear for us. Oh, thou overturn the evil desires of wicked men. Hear our prayer. Open their eyes. We thank thee for all the kindness and mercy and all the goodness bestowed upon us. We pray, dear Lord, that humble, accept our humble thanks for all these mercies and favours. We pray thou be with us still. We need, Lord, now thy help. We need thy help, Lord. Oh, the psalmist said, I will look up unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help coming from the Lord which made heaven and earth. And dear Lord, our help has come from thee this night. Lord, if anything's going to be done in thy name, our help has to come from thee. Hear then our prayer. Undertake for us. Bless us and be with us. Fulfill thy word, thy promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth, touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we plead, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our next hymn is 251. When Jesus with his mighty love visits my troubled breast, my doubts subside, my fears remove, and I'm completely blessed. Hymn 251.
Thank you.
in dependence upon the Lord for all needed help. I ask your very prayerful attention to the 33rd chapter of the book of the Exodus and verse 14. Exodus chapter 33 and verse 14. And he said, "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." Exodus 33, verse 14. And he said, "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." These were the Lord's words to dear Moses. But thankfully, they are not only to dear Moses. There is no word that is of any private interpretation. These words belong to the Church of God, to the Lord's dear people, in their various needs and pathways that they are called to walk and pass through. And we find here, dear Moses, this man that was chosen of God to bring forth the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, the one that had that blessed promise given to him. Yes, we referred to a little of it this morning, where the Lord met Moses at the backside of the desert and the bush burned, was not consumed. And a little further on, in that reading, it reads, the Lord said to Moses, "My presence, certainly I will be with thee." Yeah, this promise, "certainly I will be with thee." Well, why is Moses asking now for this? "Oh, I may know that if I find grace in thy sight, consider this nation is thy people." The problem has been that the children of Israel, this great host that he's been leading out of Egypt and towards his promised land, have so grievously sinned. Moses was commanded of the Lord to go up into the mountain. And yes, and he was there for 40 days and nights. And the Lord there wrote out the law, and with his finger on tables of stone, gave Moses these 10 commandments. And when Moses comes down from the mount, why, the children of Israel, they've gone and they've made a golden calf. They're falling down. What's more solemn is they're falling down and worshipping this golden calf. This is our God. And they were prepared to go back to Egypt with this calf, saying that this is our calf that led us forth. Oh, the idolatry. Oh, friends, why? And as we read down here in this 32nd chapter, how sad it is. Oh, friends, you come down here to verse 30, chapter 32. And Moses said unto the people, "Ye have sinned a great sin." And dear soul, and what about you and me? Yeah. What about us? We haven't got any stuff. If we know anything of the depth and depravity and wretchedness of our own hearts, we have no stones to throw. We have no fingers to point. We would say, as one said once about a man being led to the gallows, I believe it was, "There go I, but for the grace of God." Yes, there go I. Oh, friends, ye have sinned a great sin. Oh, and yes, But dear Moses, here we see Moses as a type of the dear Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. He says, you have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up unto the Lord. Peradventure, I shall make an atonement for your sin. Peradventure. Yes, dear soul, and the dear Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, he came down to this earth and he went about doing good, and he suffered, he bled, he died, and he rose again from the dead. And now, dear soul, he sits in heaven at the right hand of the Father, there to make intercession for us with cries and groans which cannot be uttered. Oh, yes, that he may peradventure make atonement for your sin. Oh, that it may be so, dear soul. Yes. So that you and I, dear soul, be amongst these that we read of here in 33, that every man came and they stood in the tabernacle door. They stood in their own door of their tent and looked upon Moses as he enters into the tabernacle. But before we get to there, why, you see, the Lord has said to Moses then that he is to lead this people. He is to lead this people, yes. And behold, mine angel shall go before thee. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin. And then again, chapter 33, the Lord says to him again, said to Moses, depart and go up hence, thou and the people which thou hast brought up out of the land of Egypt, out of the land which I swear unto Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to thy seed. Like. And he says this, and I will send an angel before thee. And I will send an angel before thee. Whereas, my friends, the Lord had promised that certainly I will be with thee. Oh, and dear Moses, see, he starts this blessed prayer, session of prayer, for the Lord to mercifully appear. He cannot think, he cannot bear the thought of going and leading on this people in this present situation without the Lord's presence. And it's this that he wants, that he desires, that he seeks for. And it says, and thou hast not let me know, verse 12, thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send with me. Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, thou hast found grace in my sight. Yes, thou hast not let me know. Moses wants to know who the Lord is. You see, I will send an angel, but the angel's not named. We might think of various names of angels, Gabriel, Michael, and so on, but none of them are named. Who is it that is going to go with me? Who is it going to be my guide? Who is it, the one that's going to direct me? And so, dear Moses, here pleads very earnestly that the Lord would make known to him, yes, thou hast not let me know whom thou wilt send, yet thou hast said, I know thee by name. He pleads again, can I put it like this, this gracious argument, yes, with the Lord. Why, he's pleading with him. He's gone out of the temple, it appears that he's come back into the tabernacle, rather, and now, therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in thy sight. Well, the if really, and there is no doubt about it. The Lord, it said, I know thee by name, and thou hast found grace in my sight. Now, if I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way. Show me now thy way. Oh, yes, the way. Why, we think of John 14, don't we? John 14, I think it's verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, I am the way. Moses is wanting a blessed revelation of the angel of the Lord, the dear beloved Son of God, all before this incarnation that was to come. Why, show me now thy way, that I may know thee, that I may know thee. Oh, my friend, yes. It wasn't just to be hearing about him. He wanted to know him. Oh, I think of the hymn, "To know my Jesus crucified, by far excels all things beside. All earthly good I count but loss, and triumph in my Saviour's cross. Knowledge of all terrestrial things, ne'er to my soul true pleasure brings. No peace but in the Son of God, no joy but through his pardoning blood. That I may know thee, that I may find grace in thy sight. Oh, and consider this nation is thy people." Oh, Moses is wondering, has been questioned if this people were the people of God. But he knows full well that they're the people of God. But, oh, friends, yes. And, oh, but dear Moses, then, he's been brought into a lot of trouble, a lot of anxiety, a lot of distress. Why, it reads here, does it not, that Moses, verse 19 of the previous chapter, and Moses' anger was hot. Well, you can understand the poor man, why his anger was hot. They turned unto idolatry, into sin and iniquity. Oh, things ought not so to be. And why? And these were the Lord's people, these forsaken the ways of God. Oh, friends, let us not point fingers, let us not throw stones, but let us humbly say, "Search me, O God, and know my heart, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." So, dear Moses, why, and he might say, our friends, that he was at his wit's end. Yes, you read of being at your wit's end, do we not, in Psalm 107? Oh, they that go down to the sea in ships. Yes, they reel to and fro, they stagger like drunken men, and are at their wit's end. Have you come? Have you been there at wit's end corner? You don't know what to do next. You don't know what to do next. But yes, as we try to speak to the children this afternoon, that's just where Jehoshaphat got to. Oh, but our eyes are up unto thee. Yes, and I believe Moses' eyes were up unto the Lord, although he appears to be at his wit's end. Yes. Oh, and he wants an answer. He wants an answer to his prayers. He wants an answer to his petitions. Oh, yes, those feeble desires, those wishes so weak, as Jesus inspires and bids thee still seek. Why, it's as though he says, "I can no denial take whilst I plead for Jesus' sake. It's thy name, Lord, it's thine honour, thy glory that's at stake." So he's saying, "Lord, I must know." Oh, friend, he wasn't dictating. He wasn't dictating to the Lord. Oh, but he must know whom the Lord would send with him. He realised he needed an almighty hand. He realised he needed someone else beside himself to go before him. Why, the Lord had promised he would be with him there in the cloudy pillar by day and fire by night. Oh, and why, is this going to be withdrawn? And we've got to continue this journey without the cloudy pillar, without the presence of the Lord? No. But so the Lord, in love, in mercy, assures, dear Moses, it may be, assures some poor soul, Swayze Chapel tonight, or even listening in, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Say it is, and he said, and the Lord said, the Lord answered Moses' request, answered Moses' petition. Dears, yes, and it would appear that Moses didn't have to wait too long for this answer. If you're in that place tonight, shall I say again where the psalmist speaks of their wit's end? That you may not have to wait too long, that the Lord in love and mercy will mercifully appear and will mercifully say and will mercifully pronounce and repeat and seal, write this promise into your heart. My presence shall go with thee. Why, what more can he say than to you, yes, said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled? Oh, the Lord's presence, my presence, shall go with thee. Now, you see, dear soul, there's this as well. Peter describes the likes of this promise and many others, he says, these exceeding great and precious promises. And they surely are exceeding great and precious promises. Dear soul, if the Lord should draw near to you, even tonight, or even during this night, and assure your conscience of this blessed word, this blessed promise, my presence. Just try and think of it at a moment. The Lord of heaven and glory, of he that spake and it was done, that commanded it stood fast, of he that said, let there be light, and there was light, that formed this world into being, and made all the creatures of the earth, yes, and the highest part of the dust of the world, yes, top of Mount Everest, the bottom of the sea, in the ocean, somewhere in the Pacific, or the great depths of it. He knows it all. And he has said here, my presence shall. There's no if, but, or maybe. This is sure. This is certain. This cannot fail. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. My presence shall go with thee. Friends, what a mercy, what a blessing. You know, I'm going to say this. You see, these promises, why, they are, can I say, they're etched. They're engraven, yes, in and upon a poor sinner's heart. Why? Because this is the word of God's grace to you. It was the word of God's grace to dear Moses. My presence shall. You see, and it will never be forgotten. I understand completely why people make a picture or maybe of some scene, and on the bottom of it or through the middle of it they put, my presence shall go with thee. If that's been made such a blessing to someone or other, they might, yes, ever want a reminder of it. Not that they really do, because it's there on their heart. It's they've only got to look within and see what the Lord has done for their soul. Yes, dear soul, can you look into your heart and see some sacred, blessed promise that the Lord has given you in time past. It may not be this one. It may be another. Oh, yes. Oh, these blessed promises where the Lord said, my presence shall go with thee. But then there's something else, you know. That is, these old, these promises are such as this, such exceeding great and precious promises. Why, dear soul, you and I are going to need it. When I say you are going to need it, sometimes, you see, Moses here has been in the depths. He's been brought into the very depths of trouble. Yes. And it's beginning to come out of it. It's beginning to come out of it because the Lord is beginning to shine into his heart, into his soul. And he's beginning communing with the Lord. Why, the Lord's anger, yes, is subsiding, if I can use that word correctly. That the Lord's love and mercy is coming forth. Yes, and he will have mercy on whom he will have mercy. And dear soul, but you see, these promises are to be pleaded. I think of what dear Jacob, you know, it was a wonderful experience that Jacob had. He's gone away from home at the bidding of his father and mother, gone to Padan Aram to find a wife. And yes, what has he done? He's deceived his brother. Yes, and his father, with the help of his mother. Yes. Oh, but he's guilty. And he's gone. And now, as he goes toward Padan Aram, he finds his darkness comes on. He's got to lay down. He's got to go to sleep. He wants some sleep. He's tired out. Perhaps, dear soul, you're tired out in a spiritual sense and way and manner. Oh, and you long for some spiritual sleep. Oh, dear soul, but poor Jacob, you know. He got these stones. He lays down, he takes these stones for his pillow. You know, I can never think that stones are that make a comfortable pillow. No. But that be as it may, dear soul, the Lord saw him. The Lord saw him. And the Lord was with him. And the Lord abundantly blessed him. Yes, even in this dark period of his life. It was a dark period with Moses, wasn't it? It may be a dark period with someone tonight. But you see, the Lord drew near. And dear Jacob, he saw a ladder, and angels of God ascending and descending. And the Lord stood above it. And he said to dear Jacob in the night, in this vision that he had, behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, and I will not leave thee until I've done that which I've spoken to thee of. You know, Jacob woke up. Oh, and there was a sacred, solemn awe upon his spirit. Oh, yes, dear soul, sometimes you and I are, we may not have been asleep, but there's been something. There's been a sacred, solemn awe. You may have been in some kind of trouble, some darkness, some distress, and you feel the Lord's sacred presence, and he's drawn near to you. Oh, and he says, this is, he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Oh, friends, he rose up. He anoints this stone that he had for his pillow, and he calls it Bethel. Ah, yes. It's, have you got a Bethel? Where the Lord has met with you. But again, Why, dear Jehu, yes, he serves Laban for all these years, 14 years for two wives. He serves him again another 6 years for the cattle and so on. He has his wages changed 10 times. And the Lord says to him that he is to go. Yes. And the Lord said to him, and the Lord said unto Jacob, return unto the land of thy fathers and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. So he goes, and Laban comes after him. Laban comes after him. Yes. Oh, and what a meeting there was. What a meeting by the sounds of it as you read the chapter. But then you come into chapter 32 of Genesis, and here's Jacob. Why? He's going on his way, just thinking now that's over, I can go on and press forward and go back and do as the Lord has bidden, back to my kindred and father's house. And then he hears that Esau's coming, 400 men. Oh, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do now? Oh, what he did now is what Jehoshaphat did, and what every wise man and woman will do as well. He turned to the Lord and he prayed. Yes. Oh God, my father Isaac and Jacob, Abraham and Isaac, thou that said unto me, return, yes, to thy kindred, I will deal well with thee. Acknowledges I'm not worthy, the least of all the mercies, notice, truth, with my staff I passed over this Jordan, now become two bands. Yes, he said, oh, deliver me, I pray thee, from the hand of my brother. This was it. This was, deliver me from the hand of my brother, Esau, for I fear him. I fear him. This is what it's all about. He says, oh, do you fear something? Do you fear something? Oh, creatures of fear, we drag along and fear where no fear is. Well, Jacob, you say again, shall I say he's left to himself? And he thinks he'll appease the wrath of his brother. He assembles a present, and some present it was too. 200 she goes and 20 he goes. 100 ewes and 20 rams and so on. All this to appease the wrath of his brother. But you come down and it reads here in verse 24, and Jacob was left alone. Or verse 23, and he took them, that was his wives and sons, he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over all that he had. And Jacob was left alone. And there he wrestled with a man until the breaking of the day. Yes, and you know, dear Moses here is wrestling with God in prayer. And wrestling in prayer can wonders do and bring relief in deepest straits. Prayer can force a passage through iron bars and brazen gates. Yes, dear soul, and they force through your brazen gates of your heart and mind. Why, when there's a need, and there's a need, oh, mind's an urgent pressing case, I can no denial take whilst I plead for Jesus' sake. Well, he wrestled, oh, with the angel, whom we believe to have been the Lord Jesus Christ all these years before his incarnation. And he says to him, let me go for the day breaking. He's put Jacob's thigh out of joint. This is what wrestling does, is to get the opponent down. Well, Jacob, his thigh is out of joint, but he still wrestles. He doesn't give up. He hasn't given up. He hasn't acknowledged defeat. No. Oh, he's in trouble, that's why. He's in deep trouble. Esau's coming. He fears him. He fears for his life. He fears for his sons, his daughters, his wives. What's going to happen? He said to him, yes, you and I know what the end of all this is. But Jacob didn't. And dear Sarlin, you don't know the end of your path, and yet me, mine at the moment. We don't know where it's going to lead us, what's going to happen. But oh, to commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Cast thy burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Well, Jacob, he prays. The angel asked Jacob what his name was. Oh, you say that was simple. It was Jacob. Yes, it was Jacob, all right. But what does Jacob mean? It means the supplanter. It means the deceiver. Yes, dear Ireland, you and I are included. Are going to have to confess our sins, our iniquities, our transgressions before the Lord. Oh, yeah. And if we confess our sins, it's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And he blessed him there. And he blessed him there. Oh, friends, yes. Why through darksome paths we go, we may know no reason, but we shall. Hereafter know, each in his due season. Yes, dear Sarlin, the words of Jesus are better than that, aren't they? Yes. What I do now, thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Dear Sarlin, there's going to be an hereafter. What it is, I don't know, you don't know, but the Lord does. The Lord does. He knows what the hereafter. He blessed him there. Well, you get into chapter 33 and here's Jacob and Esau meeting together. Where's Esau's sword? Where's all this fear that Jacob has got about him? He's going to slay him. No. He ran toward Jacob. He fell on his neck and he kissed him. And that's what prayer does. Prayer makes a way. Prayer forces a passage through iron bars and brazen gates. My presence shall go with thee. Well, what else do we read about the Lord's presence in the Word of God? My mind goes here to Isaiah. 41 first. Yes. Why, the well-known verse, fear not, fear thou not, for I am with thee. See, my presence shall go with thee. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Oh, those blessed promises there. Yes, they may be made over to your poor soul tonight. But coming down the chapter, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. You know, you think of a poor, shall we say, a timid child. Yes. Oh, going to school the first time. Yes. Wondering what they're going to meet. Wonder what it's all going to be about. Perhaps mother or father take the child to the school. Yes. And what do you say? You say the mother, the father, holding that child's hand. And you hear this conversation, fear not. Yeah. But the look, it's not It's not the mother and the child or the father and the child, except it is holy. It is God the Father holds thy right hand and says to thee, fear not. Fear, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold. Not, again, you see, it is will hold, not might hold. It will hold thy right hand. Yeah, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Yes. So, what a blessing these are. Moses is, he has this blessing. My presence shall go with thee. And the Lord enlarges that here by his servant Isaiah. And it says, you'll have his presence and you'll hear his voice saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Now, what, dear soul, help you and I might need? But dear soul, he is able, and able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. I will help thee, dear soul, and he knows how to do everything in your life and mine. Oh, and some of us have proved it. Yeah. Why, we didn't know how to do some of the cooking. Yes. But I will help thee. Israel is able to do exceeding abundantly. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord. But then turn over. And let's go to chapter 43. And what does the dear Lord say there to his people, to Israel, to his chosen? O Israel, he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. My presence shall go with thee. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, they shall not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Oh, friend, what a blessing this is. Now, this is just sprung, as I say, into my heart. With all what I've said tonight, but is there someone listening here, sitting there in Swayze Chapel, concerned and exercised about the ordinances of God's house? Well, it is, oh, here's your answer. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. But then, you say, it's through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. The flame didn't burn the three Hebrews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Yes. It's, I am with thee, Israel passing through the fire. Yes. Oh, yes, dear soul, he's with his people. He never leaves them. He doesn't forsake them. He loves them with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness, I have drawn thee. Yes. Oh, friends, what a mercy these things are. But then this text here, he says, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. And I will give thee rest. What is it the dear Lord Jesus says to us here? And let's turn it up here, Matthew chapter 11. Why? He says, come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I will give you rest. Yes, dear soul, and in Hebrews chapter 4, there is something else there that the Lord speaks to and for his dear people, is it not? It's here. It's verse 9, Hebrews 4. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. There remaineth a rest to the people. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Oh, they rest, eternally rest in Christ Jesus the Lord. Oh, friends, and what does he say to his dear people? Why, yes, it says there in John 14, does he not? He says this to his dear people. Ah, yes, again, you that are troubled, you that are cast down, you that wonder how the scene will end. He says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there shall ye be also. Yes, I will prepare and I will come again. I will come again. It is all a very, very clear indication that the Lord has indeed visited your soul at least once in your lifetime. But dear soul, he's going to come again. And more than that, dear soul, he's going to receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye may be also, and receive you. No wonder good Newton says, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Receive you. Why me? Why me? O blessed God, why such a wretch as I? We must forever lie in hell when not salvation free. But then, you know, just turn here to the Song of Solomon. You see, here's this lovely chapter. Oh, and it's the voice of my beloved. He came leaping over the mountains, skipping over the hills. Why, he gives a description of the beloved. But then my beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one. And come away. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Below, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, time to sing the birds is come, the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth a green fig, the vines with the tender grape give a good spell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Ah, yes, to leave this world and to enter into the joy of thy Lord. What does the Lord say to us here by John in the Revelation? John heard a voice, didn't he? The voice of these angels, these elders. Oh, they were saying, amen, blessing, glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, honour, power, might to our God forever and ever. Well, the elders answered and said unto me, what are these that are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sit on the throne shall dwell among them. See, and he that sit on the throne shall dwell among them. Our Lord Jesus, dear soul, sits on the throne of eternal glory at the right hand of the Father. And dear soul, I hope it's you and I and many more that we love by the ties of nature shall dwell among them. And they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall any sunlight on stand there, and he, for the Lamb, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them and lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Oh, for grace to be able to say, choose thou the way, but still lead on. Lead me to that promised land. Lead me to those realms and courts of bliss, to be where congregations are, where Sabbaths have no end, to behold the King and his beauty. That's it, isn't it, dear soul? To see the King is beautiful, to see Jesus. Yes, yes, to be like Paul, having a desire to depart, to be with Christ, which is far better. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Chapman will preach on Friday evening and Mr. Seymour next Lord's Day, and he will administer the Lord's Supper after the morning service. And our friends at Oakington have a TBS meeting on Wednesday evening. Let us close with hymn 411. Come, saints, and sing in sweet accord, with solemn pleasure tell the covenant made with David's Lord, in all things ordered well. Hymn 411.
Dear Lord, we do humbly pray thy blessing to rest upon thy word this day, thy name alone shall have all the honour, glory, and all the praise. Dear Lord, we would humbly acknowledge thy kindness and mercy and goodness, because, Lord, thou knowest where this poor man was yesterday and through the night. For thou hast been better to us than all our doubts and all our fears. The praise belongs to thee. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us each now and always. Amen.